commm.net and ask how you can get free cell phone plan until 2026. And if you bundle and save, when 2026 happens, guess what? You get $15 off your home internet bill as well. Giant Communications sponsoring our hotline. That phone number, once again, boss, what is it?
785-547-3461.
Or you can put it in the chat like Derek just did on our Facebook page. Onega 34, Pleasant Ridge 19. One more time, Onega bounces back and gets a district win against Pleasant Ridge 34-19 is the final. All right. We got scores that we still need. If you want to give a Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominee tonight as well, you can do so by putting it in the chat on Facebook. You can also do it by giving us a call on the Giant Communications hotline as well. Make sure you interact with us. It's week 7, Boz, which means there's only 1 week left in the regular season.
Yeah.
Postseason time is almost here, and we want you to be involved. We've got a lot to get to. We'll have a special guest coming up here in just a little bit from the KSHSAA, helping us prepare you for the postseason as well. Yep, Jeremy Holiday will be joining us by the Giant Communications hotline here in just a little bit. But we got to step aside for our first break of the night. We got scores, recaps, and a lot more to get to. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. It rolls on after this here on the MSC Radio Network. How do I open up a checking account?
Hi, I'm Kenya Nolberding, and at Community National Bank, to open a checking account, you will need 2 forms of ID and $100.
I'm Oakley Melvin. Opening an account down here is super quick and easy, and we can help you with online banking, checking your balances, getting funds moved around where they need to be.
Welcome home to Community National Bank.
Right at home.
Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Farmers, it's go time, and Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is ready to keep your harvest running without a hitch. Their expert technicians are putting in extra hours to minimize downtime and get you back in the field fast. Built by farmers for farmers, Bruna Implement knows what it takes to keep things moving. Visit your local Case IH dealer in Washington, Marysville, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and Humboldt, Nebraska. Bruna Implement, wishing you a safe and successful harvest season.
Stop paying for cell phone service because it's free with Giant Mobile for the rest of the year. Sign up today because the earlier you sign up, the more you save. Add a line, add 5 lines, add 10 lines. It's all free. $0, zilch, nada until 2026. Put some extra money in your pocket this holiday season and pick Giant Mobile for your cell phone service. Plus, you'll save $15 a month on your Giant or JBN internet bill when you do.
This is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. There are two main reasons why the chiropractic adjustment is so important. The first is to restore mobility to the spine, which is important because mobility is the key to longevity. The better the spine moves, the longer it will last. The second is to keep the nervous system healthy. Every organ, tissue, and cell in the body is regulated by the nervous system. So a healthier nervous system means a healthier body. The chiropractic adjustment is natural, safe, and effective. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to experience it today.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Denison State Bank is here to help local businesses. From sole proprietors to storefront shops, we have the money to loan and the expertise to share. Our digital auto books lets local businesses receive card and ACH payments within their online banking.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Boz, it's my favorite segment of the week. Was your team getting rocked, or
was your team doing the rocking?
All right, we're back in here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. And, you know, Boz and I are trying some new things for sure. Technology is everything in this day and age. But we're going live on TikTok for the first time. We're on Facebook. That way you can see the great and powerful Boz in person.
Nah. You can just turn all that off. It'd be fine.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, hey, we welcome you in here on Kansland Radio, 103.9 FM KNZA and 92.1 FM KMZA. And great night here tonight of football here in Northeast Kansas. A lot to get through. How about the scores to begin tonight, Boz?
All right, scores from tonight. Washington County, they defeat Lakeside 78-16. Axtell, they fall tonight for the first time in 58 games. Hanover gets the win 26-18. Frankfurt, they defeat Wakefield 58-12. Rossville gets the win over Olpe 36-22. Onega, they defeat Pleasant Ridge 34-19. Jackson Heights, they defeat Valley Falls 54-6. JCN gets the win over McLeod 58-8. Centralia Troy, close game in this one. Centralia, they end up with the win over Troy 16-0. Silver Lake, close game 28-21 over Osage City. We got a note during the break. Silver Lake got a big time stop. Osage City had the ball 4th-and-2 at Silver Lake's 7 yard line, about a minute 30 left. Silver Lake defense stands tall.
Whoa.
Get the ball back, end up winning the game. So a big time win for Silver Lake. Council Grove, they get a 2-point win over St. Mary's 14-12. Sabetha all over Oskaloosa 42-0. Nemaha Central, they defeat Royal Valley 48-27. Holton, they get the win against Hiawatha 21-13. Hayden, they defeat Perry LeCompton 48-7. Jeff West, they get the win over ACCHS 50-12. Atchison, close game here. They get the win over Parsons 40-34. And Syracuse defeats Auburn 29-14.
All right, Boz, what about scores that we still need here for tonight?
We need Blue Valley at St. John's Tipton, Heston at Riley County, Osborne at Lynn, Donna from West at Riverside. We need to know that score. That's one of the things we're going to talk about here in a little bit with potential district titles on the line. So need to know if Riverside beat Donovan West, Mar Hill at Horton, and Republic County at Valley Heights.
All right, those are the scores that we still need. And if you got those scores, you can give us a call on the Giant Communications Hotline. It's, what is it, Boz? You got that number memorized yet?
I did. Actually, last time I did it by memory. Come on. 785-547-3461.
Looking for those scores that we still need on the Giant Communications Hotline. Pick up your phones, people. Do you love having a phone? Do you love having the ability to pay your phone bill? No, nobody wants to pay a phone bill. So you go to GiantCOMM.net and you can get yourself a free phone plan with Giant Mobile until 2026. Take advantage of that. GiantCOMM.net. Some restrictions apply. Contact Giant Communications for more information regarding that. And you can also save $15 a month on your home internet plan as well. Pretty awesome deal going on there at Giant Communications. Proud partner with us here on the Giant Communications Hotline. On that hotline, you can also give us a Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominee for tonight. Okay, if you have not been following us on social media, on the Kansland Facebook page, the Jake and Boz Facebook page, our TikTok, or even on our YouTube page, we are handing out every single week a physical game ball. And that goes out to a student athlete from the week. So make sure that you give us nominations for that. Last week's winner was Drake Mellies. All he did, Boz, was break a school record of 334 rushing yards. to earn him that game ball. And we go to the school, we hand it out to the student athlete, or hand it to the school, and the school hands it to the student athlete for that. Big thanks again, Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness game ball. That we need some nominees, because right now, Boz, we just have a couple, right?
Yeah, we got two so far tonight.
Need more.
Kedrick Kohorst from Hanover. Young man had a ball game tonight in a huge, huge rivalry game with Axel. He had 13 rushes for 70 yards, 4 touchdowns on the ground, 11 for 17 passing for 56 yards. So 126 total yards for that young man with 4 touchdowns. Also had a nomination for Hanover's defense.
Yeah.
They were much more physical tonight. That's what was called in, and we're going to talk about that in a minute, but I would agree.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We're going to dive into our game of the week, which was that Hanover-Axtell football game. It was arguably the most anticipated game of the state tonight. It might have been the most anticipated game in a very, very long time, dating back maybe even to 2020 when Axtell broke Hanover's streak. These are two... I mean, is rivalry even a word that can come close to trying to describe it?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Even though a team has had success over another team in the past 4 years, this is absolutely a rivalry deal, because both these teams, it's been one of those two teams in the last 8 years.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a huge rivalry game, and Axtell, obviously, massive winning streak, and just a lot of hype with this one.
Yep, big-time game. Let's dive into it here real quickly, Boz. It was our game of the week. You could have found us at either Osage City at Silver Lake, which was one heck of a ball game. You could have found us in Troy tonight for Centralia-Troy, which was one heck of a ball game. But Boz and I made the long journey to Hanover, Kansas, to take in about a quarter and a half is all we were able to take in tonight because of the hour 30-plus drive back to the studios. But that quarter and a half, let alone, was enough for us to be there to see how impressive that ball game was. Two really good teams.
Yeah, and you know, we jumped in the car and pulled up laptop and watched it all the way back. So we were able to see everything. I wish we could have stayed there in person. But here's kind of, I don't want to go through play-by-play type stuff while we were there. But let me just say this. Axtell, Hanover wins the toss, first off.
Yeah.
Defers to the second half.
That doesn't happen.
No. And Axtell's maybe a little slap in the face right there, but Hanover's thinking, hey, we're going to stop them. Our defense is ready. They did just that right out of the gates. Axtell, on their first possession, they go backwards 5 yards. 3 and out. They ended up having to punt. Hanover takes the ball, marches down the field. They got to a 4th and 2. They converted at Axtell's 19-yard line. They ended up scoring on that first possession. 4 minutes to go, first quarter, Hanover's up 6-0. Axtell, second possession. They got a first down. Joe Liebarger had a good run, but then they had a false start. Then they back it up, 4th and 5 from their own 35-yard line. They pick up that one. You think Axtell maybe getting a little momentum. Hanover ends up stopping them, 4th and 1 of Hanover 26. Or no, they didn't stop them. I'm sorry, that was the end of the first quarter. Axtell ends up marching down the field. They tie the game. They score. So you're thinking, okay, start of the second quarter.
But before you go any further, going back to what you just said, the end of the first quarter, the score was 6-0 Hanover.
Yeah.
It had been a very long time since Axtell was down 6-0, let alone scoreless in a first quarter.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, uncharted territory, really, for Axtell at that point. Hanover's second possession, they march down the field. They score, 9:49 left in the second quarter. Hanover's up 12-6.
Yeah.
Axtell tied it. Hanover goes ahead and takes the lead again. Then it was kind of a little bit back and forth. Halftime, Hanover 12, Axtell 12. And here's where I really feel like if you kind of summarize, I mean, it was a little bit of a back and forth there a little bit in the second half. But I think the big thing for me, there was a lot of missed opportunities that Axtell had defensively. They were in the right spots a lot of the time, but they missed a lot of tackles tonight.
Sure.
Give credit to Hanover. They ran hard. They were physical running the ball. It seemed like a lot of times Axtell was waiting for the ball carrier to get to them, and they were 5-6 yards down the field before Axtell had somebody there to make a play. I mean, it was 4-6 yards a run for Hanover there for quite a long time. Axtell was just, it seemed like they were the less physical team, and Hanover took advantage of it.
A lot of it was said ahead of time that Axtell has speed. Hanover has that brute, that extra physicality. Do you think that that was the big difference in this game, as, from what you just said right there about how the physicality of Hanover was definitely out there?
Yeah, Hanover was very physical tonight. I mean, there's no question. And they got a big team. I mean, you watch it when you kind of see the two teams line up, and I hate it on the program. They don't have size, height, weight. But you look at Hanover, and they had some big dudes on the front line. They were getting into the backfield. Detweiler would drop back to pass. He had somebody pushing him or in his face. He was having to scramble. He didn't have a whole lot of time to survey the field and throw the ball. Hanover just kind of pinned their ears back and came at them tonight. Even when Axtell tried to run just some quick outs to the perimeter in the first half, didn't have a lot of success. It seemed like Hanover was so quick to the ball, and they made the tackles in the open field.
Sure, yeah.
Second half, Axtell had a little more success with that, getting the ball out on the perimeter and gaining some good chunk plays. But overall, I think there was two things that caught my attention. I think Hanover punched Axtell in the face early, and I think they've never been in that position.
Sure.
Different for them. And I don't know that they reacted well to that in the first half. Second half, they had an opportunity late.
Yeah.
Axtell did. Fourth down, under a minute left.
Yeah.
Had an opportunity to at least score and potentially get a two-point conversion that would have tied it. But I think Axtell just played behind the chains all night long.
They did. And I was going to allude to that, you know, Hanover scores to put themselves up by three scores with 6 minutes to go in this game. And at that point, it was like, holy cow, this game is over. Hanover, you tip your cap to him. Axtell, you gotta go back at drawing board. No, the ensuing kickoff, Axtell takes it back to the house.
Yep.
They score right away. Then an onside kick, they get it, and they go down and they score again. Yeah. And then you're like, oh my, okay.
Here we go.
Axtell's down by one score then in the final 3 minutes. Hanover stalls out. They go, you know, they turn the ball over on downs, and you alluded to it, a 4th and 10 with just around 30-some seconds to go in the game. And Hanover defense stands tall one final time to put a stamp on that ball game. But here's what I'm going to say. These two teams are really, really good.
Yes.
And we've said it for the last 8 years. One of these teams came out of the East to represent in the state championship game.
Yeah.
Now, this isn't the last time these two teams are going to see each other.
Nope.
I really don't believe that is the last time that they will see each other. And this next time around would be in the playoffs.
Yep.
Do you feel that this is an amazing opportunity to, man, get back to that drawing board, look at the tape, and for Hanover side, okay, see what we did well to win this game. And for Axtell side, okay, this is what we got to do better when we face this team again down the road.
Yeah, I absolutely. And I agree with you 100%. I think here's my take on it. Yes, the streak is over, and it was incredible.
Amazing.
But they still have a chance to win their fifth straight title. Season's not over.
No.
It's one loss. Now it's one loss in the last 5 years, but
right.
It's just a loss. And I think Axtell is going to, they're going to learn a ton from this film. Coaches are going to go back. They'll probably get back late tonight and start watching it.
Yeah.
I mean, I would bet those guys are going to sit down. They're going to look at the mistakes, position, were they in the right spots, things that Hanover did that exposed them a little bit. Axtell's going to be much better moving forward because of this.
You got to tip your cap to Coach Hoyer and Coach Beichman over there at Hanover, and you got to also give a little bit of round of applause for the fight from Axtell.
Absolutely.
At the end of that game, because easily Axtell could have just said, "Well, there it goes, we're done, game over." No, they fought all the way till the end. I think that this is just such an amazing precursor, and I love the way you put that. One streak came to an end tonight.
Yeah.
One streak is still active,
yep.
And that is the 4 straight state championships that Axtell has. And you might have beaten, you know, Axtell might have lost here in this game. However, until there's a different champion in 8-man Division II,
yeah,
they're still the champ, the defending champs.
Absolutely.
And you got to knock them off. I'm excited. I think this is an amazing game. Two great teams. Bitter rivalry. Twin Valley League, yes, goes to Hanover this year. That district goes to Hanover this year. Axtell's path to a state championship this year looks a little bit different.
A little bit different.
But it doesn't take away from the fact that they are still the defending champs and that this matchup will happen again, and it will be an even bigger ball game across the state.
Yeah, I think that if they happen to meet up in the playoffs, which I really think they will, I think that's going to be an even better game, because I really feel like you said, Axtell just wasn't maybe themselves, and I think, like you said, you got to give credit to Hanover. they were very, very physical. And Coach Detweiler, he knew that. I mean, this is a good football team. They're going to come out and get after us. And they did. And Axtell just, to me, they just felt like, man, they just had a little deer in the headlights look.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Yes.
Now they know next time coming into this game, if it's in the playoffs, they're not going to be shocked with that physicality. I think they're going to expect it. They're going to know what to do to counter that. That you look down the road a little ways, that's going to be a fantastic matchup.
Listen, we had this night circled since August 29th.
Yeah.
We knew it would be an amazing game. And you tip your cap to Hanover and say, man, they are a really good team. 7-0.
Yeah.
And they knock off the defending state champs and end that 58-game winning streak tonight. A lot of ball to yet be played. And the postseason, this felt like a playoff game.
Oh, for sure it did.
And a lot of teams are still fighting for their playoff lives. That's our insight from Hanover hosting Axtell. The 58-game winning streak comes to an end tonight for Axtell. But, man, round two could be even better.
Absolutely.
Between these two. Crittenden Proven had a great call from that game here tonight. We're going to listen to his recap right now here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. Here's Crittenden talking to us about Axtell Hanover Twin Valley League shifts back to the Wildcats.
Well, it finally comes to an end for the Axtell Eagles. I'm Crittenden Proven down here at Hanover, Kansas. The Hanover Wildcats upset the number one ranked team in eight-man Division II, 26-18 here tonight. Unfortunately, it's a heartbreaking loss for Axtell, but let me tell you, it was an absolutely thrilling and cinematic finish for these teams. Coming out of the first quarter, Axtell was down 6-0. They were down at the half 12-6. That would also be the conclusion of the end of the third quarter, going to the fourth quarter. But again, with 7 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter, it was 26-6. It seemed like Hanover had secured the game by then. It seemed that it was all out of the water, and they had snapped that 58-game winning streak. But Axtell, 77-yard kickoff return touchdown by Wyatt Detweiler. Right after that, an onside recovery, 35-yard drive, forward touchdown. Axtell makes it 26-18. Axtell not only do that, but get the ball back one more time with 57 seconds left to go at Hanover's 30 off of a bad punt. However, they were stopped on a 4th and 10 after three straight incompletions on Wyatt Detweiler, and the game comes to a finale of 26-18. Again, an unfortunate loss for Axtell. That 58-game winning streak comes to an end. It's a little bit of a payback there for Hanover tonight as they had their 43-game winning streak coming off three straight titles over 4 years ago. Player of the game went to Kadra Coerce, who had 126 yards of offense, four total touchdowns. Axtell on the night finished with 227 yards of offense, 116 yards passing, and 111 yards rushing, while the Hanover Wildcats finished with 56 passing yards, 190 rushing yards combining for a total of 246 yards on the game. Again, your finale in the biggest upset in matchup in the state of Kansas, the Hanover Wildcats end the 58 consecutive game winning streak over Axtell, 26-18. I'm Crittenden Proven from Hanover, Kansas, with the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, Crittenden, thank you very much for that recap. As once again, Hanover upends Axtell tonight, ending that 58 game winning streak. Final score 26-18 from Hanover. That game was on 92.1 FM KMZA. You can go online and re-listen to that amazing game by Crittenden Proven by visiting mscsports.net. Let's continue with some recaps here on 103.9 KNZA. It was Hiawatha and Holton in the closest game between these two Big East rivals since 2013. Justin Fluke had the call on the Hiawatha, the Holton channel, and on 103.9 KNZA.
The Holton Wildcats defeated the Hiawatha Redhawks for the 24th straight time and punched their tickets to the postseason for a 28th consecutive year, but it wasn't easy as Holton had to hold on for a 21-13 win. It looked like Holton was in control. They led 21-0 at halftime and had ran for over 300 yards. But in the second half, Holton had just 15 total yards of offense and only one first down. Hiawatha got both their scores in the fourth quarter. A 13-play, 70-yard drive capped by a Gus Smith 11-yard run. And then Carson Henry, after a Holton fumble, scored on a 2-yard run to make the final score 21-13 in the final minute. Hiawatha actually attempted two onside kicks but could not recover either one as Holton holds on for the win, improving to 4-3 and dropping Hiawatha to 2-5 on the season. The game kind of changed early with Holton up 7-0. Hiawatha had the ball going in for it looked like maybe a potential tying score, but they fumbled at the 9-yard line. And the very next play, instead of a tie game, it was a 91-yard touchdown run for Holton fullback Kel Frazier, and that flipped the game. Holton ahead 13-0 at that time and held that lead at halftime. Kel Frazier would miss the entire second half, but he ran for over 100 yards and that touchdown. Corbin Wilson had 69 yards, Alec Frazier 45 yards, and Andrew Shoup had 39 yards and a touchdown for the Wildcats as well. Brody Nickel added 63 yards for Holton, who ran for 317 total yards, but just 15 in the second half. Hiawatha finished with 227 yards rushing, and they were 3 of 10 passing for 38 yards. Michael Jensen, a couple catches for 28 from Carson Henry, who ran for 60 yards and passed as well. Ethan Morton led the Hiawatha ground game with 109 yards on 18 carries. And again, the final score, Holton 21, Hiawatha 13. Holton has a non-district, non-league game at Leavenworth next week. They know they're the number 3 seed in their district. Meanwhile, Hiawatha, well, the playoffs start next week. It's a must-win between the Redhawks and visiting Perry LeCompton to see who finishes 4th in the district and gets that playoff berth. For the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Justin Fluke reporting.
All right, Fluke, thank you very much for that recap. As he alluded to at the very end there, we're going to be breaking down all the districts here in just a little bit. And yes, Hiawatha, Perry LeCompton next week. Winner goes to the playoffs. A massive game next week between those two. Bob, should we keep the recaps rolling here?
Come on, keep going.
All right, so let's check out the Phoenix from Atchison. Can they break the losing streak, Bob? You've already given out the score. Let's hear what Tom Kautz had to say about tonight's matchup between Parsons and Atchison.
In Amelia Earhart Stadium tonight, the Atchison Phoenix saw a 40-12 lead nearly get away, but were able to hang on to secure a 40-34 win over the visitors from Parsons, Kansas. For quarterback Colton Bonnell for AHS, big night. 4 touchdown passes, 3 of them to Cedron Mays, the other one to Jeremiah Thompson. Also for Atchison, touchdown run by Leighton Boldridge. For Parsons, I tell you what, great running night for Dakari Jones. He scores all 5 of the Vikings' TDs. Atchison moves out of 4-3, Parsons at 3-4. So again, from Amelia Earhart Stadium, Phoenix 40, Vikings 34. Tom Counts reporting for the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, Tom, thank you very much for that recap. Boss, that was hard not to sing Sweet Caroline.
I know.
That was rolling in the background and on our live streams. We don't own the rights to that, okay? Don't ding us. That was not our... We didn't play that music, but it was played in the background as Tom was doing his recap. If you saw it on the live as well, you can see Boz and I kind of doing a little bit of a dance there, too.
Oh, yeah.
What are you supposed to do after Neil Diamond says Sweet Caroline?
Bum, bum, bum.
Let's get back into football here. Logan Bitterman had Sabetha at Oskaloosa on the Sabetha channel, and the Blue Jays bounce back after last week's close loss to the Thunder.
Two teams who a season ago would see one team basically run away with the game early and never look back would match up for another district matchup this season as Oskaloosa comes to town to take on the Blue Jays of Sabetha. Well, at the end of the first quarter, Sabetha pretty much had this game in hand as they finished the first half with a 42-0 lead with 35 of those points coming in the first quarter of play. Here tonight for the Blue Jays, 42-0 is the final, and Will Vues was the leader for Sabetha. He had 5 carries, 135 yards rushing, and 1 touchdown here this evening. Mike Elaine, he had 4 passes, completed all 4 of them for 115 and 2 touchdowns, one of those being a 90-yard touchdown pass on Sabetha's second drive of the game, just one play to Cole Mendold to make it 14-0 on that 90-yard touchdown pass here tonight. The one biggest most awesome play of the night for the Blue Jays was a one-yard touchdown run by the senior offensive lineman Creighton Lanter. He gets into the end zone on senior night here for Sabetha and made it 21-0 at that point. And then Will Views had his second longest run of 50 yards, was for a touchdown here tonight. But again, Sabetha wins it 42-0 here this evening over Oskaloosa. Sabetha goes to 6-1 overall, 3-1 in district play, and they will play at St. Mary's next week. Sabetha is done with districts, whereas Oskaloosa will play a district game at home next week, looking to try to get a win over the Panthers of Royal Valley. Oskaloosa drops to 2-5 and 0-3 in district play. Again, Sabetha wins it 42-0. Here live from Sabetha for the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Logan Bitterman.
All right, Logan, thank you very much for that recap. Sabetha able to bounce back and finish up district play against Oskaloosa with a win. And they'll head into a non-district game, as Logan alluded to, next week against St. Mary's. That'll do it for our recaps. Boz, we got to step aside into our next break, but as soon as we come back from our break, we kind of talked about this a little bit, but we've got a special guest that'll be joining us. Jeremy Holliday from the KSHSAA will be joining us to discuss how the playoffs really work and how we can look forward to postseason as that begins in just a couple weeks. But before we go to our break, Boz, we need more nominees for our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball here for this week. Right now, we just got a couple, don't we?
Yeah, we got one person and then a defense.
Okay.
So, Kadrick Kohorst from Hanover, big-time game for him tonight. 13 rushes, 70 yards, 4 touchdowns, 11 of 17 passing for 56 yards, 126 total yards on the night with those 4 touchdowns. Also, it's kind of a Hanover thing tonight. Hanover defense in that matchup against Axtell, much more physical is what the caller said about Hanover.
Got to do it. Got to do it. All right. So those are the two we've got right now. If you want somebody to be on there, make sure you give us a call. What's that Giant Communications hotline, Boz?
785-547-3461.
Give us a call on the Giant Communications hotline. Get your nominee in for the Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball, or you can put it in our chat as well. You're listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz here on the MSC Radio Network. How do I open up a checking account?
Hi, I'm Kenyon Olberding, and at Community National Bank, to open a checking account, you will need 2 forms of ID and $100. I'm Oakley Melvin. Opening an account down here is super quick and easy, and we can help you with online banking, checking your balances, getting funds moved around where they need to be.
Welcome home to Community National Bank.
Right at home.
Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Stop paying for cell phone service because it's free with Giant Mobile for the rest of the year. Sign up today because the earlier you sign up, the more you save. Add a line, add 5 lines, add 10 lines. It's all free. $0, zilch, nada until 2026. Put some extra money in your pocket this holiday season and pick Giant Mobile for your cell phone service. Plus, you'll save $15 a month on your Giant or JBN internet bill when you do.
It's true. Many of us spend more time thinking about our next vacation than we do preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. Hi, this is Brad Edwards with Edward Jones in Hiawatha. Together, we can give your long-term strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by my office here in Hiawatha, Shannon Wright in Holton, or Jeff Russell in Sabetha. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at The Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, The Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work as well as conservation and tile projects. MCON recently received the Safety Excellence Award, offering turnkey services for water and sewer projects. MCON has delivered results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned local business in Wathena. MCON is also always looking to add to their 90-plus member team. Contact MCON in Wathena or visit MCONUnderground.com.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
This summer, it's great food, great drinks, and great times at the Elevator Bar and Grill in Valley Falls. Featuring a daily special and an excellent regular menu, everyone will be sure to find a favorite. Follow the Elevator on Facebook to keep up with our food and drink specials and upcoming entertainment events. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to midnight. And remember, at the Elevator in Valley Falls, there's always time for just one more.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, we're back at it here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz here on the MSC Radio Network. My name's Jake, that's Boz. Boz, say hey.
Bye, hey, hey, hey.
What? Were you trying to say bye?
No. Bye. Bye.
We will say bye in a little bit, my friend.
Not yet.
I know you're ready to get going. It's early. It's early. Community National Bank High School. You would think this is like our first show, but it's not. This is show number a lot. I don't know how many, but it's been a while. All right, how about our scores for tonight, my man?
All right, scores from tonight, Washington County, they get the win against Lakeside 78-16.
That's a big burger, Bob.
Huge, huge burger. Hanover with the win over Axtell 26-18. Frankfurt, they defeat Wakefield 58-12.
Burger.
Lynn gets the win over Osborne 54-36.
Another burger.
This was a big game. We talked about this a lot last week. Is Olpe for real? We had 2-5-1 teams going into tonight. Rossville, they defeat Olpe 36-22. Big win for Rossville. Onega, they defeat Pleasant Ridge 34-19. Jackson Heights, they were all over Valley Falls tonight 54-6.
Burger.
JCN.
The Chargers.
Stays undefeated. They defeat McClouth 58-8.
That's a burger.
Another burger. Riverside, they shut out Donovan West tonight 37-0. Another shutout. Centralia over Troy 16-0.
Okay.
Republic County, they defeated Valley Heights 36-11. Silver Lake, really good ball game. Previously undefeated Osage City. Silver Lake takes them down 28-21.
Big upsets happening tonight.
All over the place. Council Grove, 2-point win tonight over St. Mary's. And we talked a little bit about that game. It was huge.
Yeah.
Council Grove, or excuse me.
St. Mary's.
St. Mary's, yes. That was a big win. St. Mary's had to find a way to get that one, but couldn't get it done.
No, Council Grove won, but that was a big game for St. Mary's, yes. Though. Sorry.
Yes, absolutely. Sabetha, they shut out Oskaloosa 42-0. Nemaha Central gets the win against Royal Valley 48-27. Holton defeats Hiawatha 21-13. Hayden, they are victorious over Perry LeCompton 48-7. Jeff West, they defeat ACCHS 50-12.
Before that game started, you know, one thing I knew?
What's that?
That the Tigers were going to win that game.
Okay. They were going to win. One of them was.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Okay.
Riley County gets the win against Heston. This here today is a big upset. Riley County comes into this game 1-5 on the season. Heston was 5-1.
Yeah.
It's a non-district game, but Riley County, they defeat Heston 40-32.
That was senior night. I mean, there's a lot that was happening for the Falcons tonight, and man, that's a huge upset.
It is. Atchison gets back to their winning ways.
Phoenix!
They defeat Parsons 40-34, and Syracuse gets the win against Auburn 29-14.
What scores do we need?
We need Clifton Clyde at Rock Hills, Marhill at Horton, and Blue Valley at St. John's Tipton.
Throw them in the chat. Give us a call on the Giant Communications hotline. 785-547-3461 is that phone number. And, Boz, we're going to go right to our Giant Communications hotline right now because we've got a young man that's been patiently waiting, and we thank him for his patience. Jeremy Holliday from the KSHSAA. Tell me, how you doing tonight, my man? You had the night off.
Yeah, I did have the night off from blowing the whistle. And just listen, you know, Boz, the good thing about Jake, his humor is it's good for all ages, both intellectually and appropriateness.
Shaky money. Wow. Man, all right. Hey, I guess that's a compliment,
hey,
Jeremy.
Good to be with you. Good to be with you.
Yeah, exactly. That's the way you enter a show right there.
Yeah.
It's just coming right out the gates. All right. Hey, we got a few questions. And, again, I really do. I hope you understand. I really appreciate you taking time. Every year you've done this with us since we started this show. And big-time changes have happened over the last couple of years with playoffs. And one of the bigger changes, I guess, that's happened in recent memory is just the reclassification when it comes to teams being seeded in 3A, 2A, and 1A. I wanted to know from you, you know, that's going into effect again this year. How is that well-received, or was it well-received, and how did it shake out from last year and how you guys are looking forward to this year?
Well, I think the biggest thing of all of it's been trying to educate people that, no, yeah, that is a two-way school now. You know, I know you're accustomed to them being the 3A, but it's just a different looking. Just because it's 2A, it doesn't necessarily mean you've necessarily gotten a lot smaller. In some cases it does, right? But when we reclassified football, it really threw the general public for a little bit of a loop. And so it's been a lot of the education part to just help people understand how football is different now. And I think, yeah, overall it's been a positive, and as we see the fluctuation of 1A and 8-player and 6-player and trying to adjust those numbers about maximum enrollment that you can have or the minimum enrollment to be in what division, over the last 2 years and in the next 2 years and the 2 years after that, 8 years from now, we're going to always have to fluctuate those numbers, I think, to make sure we have healthy football programs, football towns, because we all know it's a very important sport to Kansas, small town Kansas and rural Kansas. So, and, you know, the long answer to your short question is, I think it's heading in the right direction. We just have to be on our toes to make sure we're going to adapt with the ever changing demographics of our state.
Yeah, hey Jeremy, this is Boz. I got a question for you. Staying with football. Dating back last year, you guys made some changes with state championship venues where you consolidated some. You had multiple games, same sites. I was kind of curious how that's been received. Was that a big hit? Have you heard any feedback having multiple games at the same sites?
Yeah, I think it's one of the better changes we've made in the last decade, especially in the football realm. Getting more games at less sites, it's great for the casual football fan, but also it just creates a different type of buzz around the game, in my opinion. Last year, and you know, that was just the first year. This will be year two. What changes can we make to make it better? And it's good for media type like yourself. And so if we can make your job a little easier, then that's a win.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's a win. It's good. Any positives are always good, especially when we're talking about postseason. You know, I wanted to dive in a little bit more if we can. As we head towards postseason, you know, the seedings are going to come out here in the next couple of weeks, district winners, and how that all fluctuates, 1A, 2A, 3A. And there's just a slight difference with 8-man Division One and 8-man Division Two, and also 6-man. If you wouldn't mind just breaking that down for our listeners and everybody to understand, you know, what how 3-2-1A is. You know, it's always the highest seed will host, but 8-man and 6-man, there might just be a different with that, right?
Right. So it'll go to the highest seed as far as it can until if we get to the sectional and sub-state round. If you have two opponents that line up against each other that have the same seed coming out of their district, then it'll go to an East formula or a West formula, depending on which round, whether we're in sub-sectional or sub-state. So there still could be, not necessarily, if you're the one seed coming out of your district, you're not guaranteed to host all the way through the playoffs. Just depend on what matchup looks like as we get to those rounds.
And that's just for eight person and six person
right.
football, right?
Right, right. 3-2-1A, 4-5-6. It's higher seed all the way through. So if you're on the top of the bracket coming out, if you stack wins, you'll be stacking home games.
And that's something I think too that you know that's been the way for 4-5-6 for I feel like a handful of years, but that was a change. And correct me if I'm wrong on this, but mm-hmm. last year was the first year for that, for 3-2-1?
Correct.
And
yeah,
that...
correct. I mean, yeah, so that's a really big change. I mean, because previous years, you would, if you're in the playoffs, odds are, you know, you win a game, you're going to host a game, is essentially how it could work. And a lot of good reasons to do that, no question about it, is from the standpoint of, you know, you reward yourself with a home game, and financially it's good for your school and your town. But, you know, the coaches thought, you know, hey, we've earned the right. Let us keep hosting it. You know, we've put in the work during the first 8 weeks of the season. And so they'll like you said, they mirrored 6-5 and 4A. And I think people really enjoyed that, especially if you were a team that hosted, you know, three or four games in the postseason, it's really good for your community.
Yeah, no doubt it is, and I think that's it's just not that there wasn't already a point of emphasis of, you know, be successful in the regular season, win as many games as you can, but I think that even more so, the point differentials and districts and stuff like that, it just upped the ante a little bit, don't you think? And do you feel like that is, I mean, I feel like it's a positive thing for schools to be going out there putting your best foot forward every single week.
Yeah, it is. It is. The old, you know, make no bones about it. Everybody's goal is to win the game. But how you win the game is important, I think. I will tell you, there's a little piece of me that I know the 21-point thing is part of the tie-breaking procedure, but I think we're seeing some action towards the end of some games that is a little, it makes me kind of wonder about the spirit of the game a little bit. But I understand that's part of the procedures, so you've got to see how you can put yourself in a position to get that 21-point tiebreaker. So, you know, I'm not considering that we would analyze to change that, but it is from my seat. You know, is it important to call a timeout with 4 seconds left when you're up 20? You know, so that's a big juggle of what we do with having playoff procedures and tiebreakers, but also just, you know, winning with character and losing with dignity.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Well, hey, man, I really appreciate you taking some time. I'm glad you had a chance to have a night off and not have to officiate tonight and take in a ball game, but really do appreciate all you do with the KSHSAA, because people maybe they forget this part, Jeremy. There's no high school sports and there's no postseason, there's no state championships without you. So I appreciate everything you do, and thanks for taking time to call in tonight.
I appreciate you guys, and as always, shout out to you officials driving home. Hope you had a good call.
All right, that's Jeremy Holiday from the Kansas State High School Activities Association. Really, Boz, I really appreciate him taking time to, you know, just kind of remind people of how this is structured, why this is structured, because we're heading into a time of the season for football specifically, and volleyball's starting this next week, and I almost dove into that with him, but I just know our time restraints are kicking in. This is good information for people to be reminded of.
Yeah, and you know, he touched on a couple points. I mean, the things that they're Acacia's trying to do to, you know, he mentioned the things they juggle with. I mean, there's not a lot of easy decisions out there, and for the casual person that's just maybe watching a game, or you know, they just see what's in front of them. They don't know what goes on behind the scenes and all the different things that are being debated and talked about and trying to make things better. And I would agree with him. You know, I asked him the question about the state sites. You know, last year for us, we were able to go out west and catch two games. We bounced back between Hutch and where were we at? Greensburg.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we saw four different games at those two sites.
Yeah.
I think that was an awesome change. And because it is, I mean, it's a long travel. If you go to one place, you see one game, you don't have an opportunity really to get to other places, so you're kind of limited to one game.
Because most times they all start at noon or 1 or whatever the time is for kickoff.
All classes,
and yeah, as soon as it goes, go. Last year, I loved it. I agree with you. I think it was an amazing change. And again, if you like football, make a weekend out of it and go out there. Spend the weekend in Hutch. Oh. Spend the weekend in Greensburg, Dodge City, wherever it's at that you're going to go to.
Yeah, we put some miles last year.
Whew.
We went. We saw Hutch, Nemaha Central, Southeast.
Yep.
Then we go to Greensburg, saw
that
Axtell.
Morning.
Yeah, saw Axtell, Victoria. Then we go back to Hutch, yep. Centralia, Conway Springs.
And it was a fun weekend.
Great football weekend.
We just hope that we've got that many teams out there again, my friend.
Absolutely.
Northeast Kansas typically does not disappoint us in that
aspect, though.
All right, Boz, we got to get to another break here. But before we do, we got to throw it out there again. Our Luker Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees. We've got three now. There's one that I haven't given to you for you to add on there. But Tegan Bauhey of Jackson Heights was added to the list. 15 tackles tonight, 10 tackles for loss in the win at Valley Falls for Jackson Heights' Tegan Bauhey. And then it goes straight over on Highway 36, a long ways away from here, from where we were at. Well, I say a long ways, 90 miles away from here, straight west on 36 to Hanover. They've got the next two nominees. What do we got?
Kadrick Kohorst from Hanover, big night from him. 13 rushes, 70 yards, 4 touchdowns. He was also 11 for 17 passing for 56 yards. So 126 total yards with 4 touchdowns for that young man. And also the Hanover defense, very, very physical tonight against Axtell.
Okay, those are our nominees. If there's somebody that's missing on that list that you want on there, you better give us a call. 785-547-3461 is the Giant Communications hotline. It's Jake and Boz hanging out with you on a Friday. We got Kirk Kilman in studio. Ray Petting, he's not here, but shout out to you, Ray, and his girls listening in right now here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. We're back after this.
How do I open up a checking account?
Hi, I'm Kenyon Olberding, and at Community National Bank, to open a checking account, you will need 2 forms of ID and $100.
I'm Oakley Melvin. Opening an account down here is super quick and easy, and we can help you with online banking, checking your balances, getting funds moved around where they need to be.
Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home,
right at home.
Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Farmers, it's go time, and Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is ready to keep your harvest running without a hitch. Their expert technicians are putting in extra hours to minimize downtime and get you back in the field fast. Built by farmers for farmers, Bruna Implement knows what it takes to keep things moving. Visit your local Case IH dealer in Washington, Marysville, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and Humboldt, Nebraska. Bruna Implement, wishing you a safe and successful harvest season.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make your savings last? How much should you take out and when? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances? I'm Edward Jones, financial advisor Shannon Wright. Let's work together to help ensure your finances can keep up with your unique needs over the long haul. You've done what it takes to get there. Now it's time to make the most of retirement. Call Jeff Russell in Sabetha, Brad Edwards in Hiawatha, or me, Shannon Wright in Holden. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Stop paying for cell phone service because it's free with Giant Mobile for the rest of the year. Sign up today because the earlier you sign up, the more you save. Add a line, add 5 lines, add 10 lines. It's all free. $0, zilch, nada until 2026. Put some extra money in your pocket this holiday season and pick Giant Mobile for your cell phone service. Plus, you'll save $15 a month on your Giant or JBN internet bill when you do.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Denison State Bank encourages all debit card users to load their cards to Apple Pay or Google Pay and use those at participating merchants. Mobile wallets offer the highest level of tokenized security. Log into your DSB Connect and click My Debit Card.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We roll on here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. I'm Jake. That's Boz. Boz, say hey.
Hey.
There you go. No buys.
I'm with you now.
No buys here yet. We've got a little bit of show yet to roll through. Scores from tonight, my man. Such good football here in Week 7. It's what we expected. What do we got?
Here's what we got. Washington County with the win against Lakeside, 78-16.
Big burger.
Hanover defeats Axtell 26-18. You know, I got to say this. I'm totally not used to saying that. First time since we've been doing this show that we have not had Axtell on the positive side with a win. So, unusual night. But hats off to Hanover. They knock off Axtell tonight 26-18. Frankfort, they get the win against Wakefield 58-12. Lynn, they defeat Osborne 54-36. Little side note here that we got.
Come on, burger first, but yeah.
It is a burger for sure. This is the first winning season for Lynn in 20 years.
Give
hats
it up
off.
For the dogs.
Absolutely. It's also the first district title they've had in 26 years.
Hats off to the dogs, man.
Awesome season for Lynn. Moving on, Rossville, they get the win against Olpe 36-22. Big-time win for Rossville tonight. Onega, they defeat Pleasant Ridge 34-19. Jackson Heights, they take down Valley Falls 54-6.
That's a burger.
That's a burger. You're a little slow on the burger
I'm
call
sorry.
Tonight.
I'm getting there.
Get with it.
Come on.
JCN, defeat McLeod 58-8. Riverside shuts out Donovan West 37-0. Centralia. Another shutout over Troy tonight, 16-0. Republic County gets the win against Valley Heights, 36-11. Silver Lake, big time win for them against Osage City, 28-21. Just another note, if you didn't catch it here last time, Silver Lake stopped Osage City 4th-and-2 at their own 7-yard line with a minute 30 left in the game. They hang on to win that one. So big win for Silver Lake. St. Mary's, they fall tonight to Council Grove, 14-12. Sabetha gets the shutout win over Oskaloosa, 42-0. Nemaha Central, they defeat Royal Valley, 48-27. Holton with the win over Hiawatha, 21-13. Hayden defeats Perry LeCompton, 48-7. Jeff West, they get the win over ACCHS 50-12.
Burger.
There you go. You're quick now.
Yeah.
Like it.
Yep.
Riley County, they defeat Heston. Massive win for Riley County. They get the win 40-32. Atchison, they defeat Parsons.
The Phoenix.
40-34. And Syracuse, they get the win over Auburn 29-14.
All right. Those are the scores that we've got. Do we have any scores we still need?
Yeah, we still got three. I don't know what's going on here.
Come on, people.
Clifton Clyde at Rock Hills. We need that one. Moore Hill at Horton. And Blue Valley at St. John's Tipton.
Okay, those are the scores that we still need if you've got them. Come on. Come on with it. Hook us up. Give us a call on the Giant Communications Hotline, 785-547-3461, or throw it in the chat either on TikTok or on Facebook. And we'll get it added to the list. Boss, should we go back to the Giant Communications Hotline?
All right, let's go.
Who we got on the line with us right now?
It'd be Grandpa Gary.
Oh, all right. Grandpa Gary on the Giant Communications Hotline with us. Grandpa, JCN stays perfect with a big win tonight. Tell me about the game.
Oh, it was great. I don't have a lot of stats. I just know that there was a lot of guys that got in on the game. Of course, as Kirk probably told you, I've got two because you're wanting some more nominees. Got to go with Will Elias, quarterback, and Merrick Knoll. Merrick, as I said last week, is a real power horse. Man, he's a bull out there. I know he had a touchdown or two, and Will had one. We had a sophomore get one that in the fourth quarter because we put in everybody put in their JVs. It was just a great game, and we got almost a, I don't know what a cheeseburger is, but it was definitely more than a burger.
A cheeseburger, a burger. I mean, the time that we start getting real excited is when you get scores like what Washington County had tonight. Boz, what was their score again?
78.
Ooh, that's a big old triple dog. I don't know. That's a big burger, though, Grandpa.
Yeah, I was going to say that's like turn around and get one, turn around, another score.
Yeah.
That'd be a hard game to watch.
That's how eight-man can be sometimes, I'll tell you. All right, yeah, well. Right. It's a big-time matchup next week that a lot of people have circled. JCN hitting the road at Jackson Heights next week now for a district and league title.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough one. I know I think our score was a little bit better than what they had tonight when we played. Was it the Valley they played tonight?
They played Valley Falls, yep.
Yeah. But anyway. It doesn't really matter. Each night's a little different. It's definitely going to be a tough game next Friday. And I'm hoping to see a couple of my buddies there, but, you never know.
Well, never know. We never know, Grandpa. I'll tell you, it has made the list that we'll go over here in a little bit, but we can't spoil where Boz and I will be at next week.
I know.
All right.
That's the game of the week. Anyway.
All right.
It's going to be a tough one, and I hope it all turns out well for us anyway.
Yeah, sure. No doubt about it. All right. Yeah, for sure. Well, hey, I appreciate you calling in as always, Grandpa, and I'm sure you're already at home tonight, but safe travels. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too.
All right, Grandpa Gary calling in from
the Chargers.
Oh, yeah.
Giving us the inside, Boz, your dark horse of the season, 7-0. And that just matches up a big-time game next week that we will dive into here in just a little bit. All right, you still have time to get a Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nomination in. I know the phone just rang a second ago, so we'll see who came in on that one. Before we go into that, though, Boz, we've got districts to talk about here really quickly here, starting in 4A right now. Atchison,
the Phoenix,
thank you. They are able to bounce back, get a win here tonight against Parsons, improves their record of 4-3. This is how crazy 4A is right now, Boz. The 3 seed right now, 4-3. And then all the way down to the 7 seed is 4-3. But then 3-4 is the 11 seed. So next week's games could be as high as a 3 seed or as low as an 11 seed.
Yeah,
heading into the playoffs.
Yep, changes in a hurry.
So Atchison, As it stands right now, a 5 seed, they would host their opening round game against Sumner Academy. But obviously, Boz, the season doesn't end today.
No.
A lot of games yet to be had. All right, in 3A, District 3, Santa Fe Trail. This is not completely up to date, and I got to preface it with that first here, because not all scores have been input, and so we know a majority of these. We don't have all of them in, though, so far tonight. So starting in 3A, District 3, Santa Fe Trail came into tonight, perfect 3-0, 6-0, or 3-0 in District, 6-0 overall, and a win tonight would be a district title for the Chargers. A massive turnaround happening in Carbondale this week. Tonight they took on Anderson County in a district game in a non-district game for Santa Fe Trail. So they couldn't wrap it up technically, I guess, this week, but they're 6-0 sitting in District 3. All right, District 4, area teams here. We've got Topeka Hayden with the win tonight against Perry Lecompton. 7-0 overall, 3-0 in district. The Bombs right there in second in Class 3A District 4.
The Tigers of
Jefferson West. What a turnaround. We've talked about it every single week so far this season.
Yeah.
Coach Jeff Schwinn and his kids have absolutely flipped Meriden on its head. And they are a perfect 3-0 and head into Topeka Hayden next week for a district championship in District 4.
That is going to be a really good game. And I'll tell you what's interesting. If people know the area, they know Jeff West a little bit, they know Topeka Hayden, you're probably going to say, Jeff West, no chance against Topeka Hayden. And no joke, Topeka Hayden is really good.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, if you haven't seen Jeff West play this year,
mm-hmm.
totally different team than maybe what you're used to, I think that's going to be a good game.
I think we might talk a little bit more about that game in a little bit.
I think so.
Holton, with the win tonight against Hiawatha, completes their district play this year. 2-2, they will lock in the 3 seed, or the 3 spot from District 4. They are now 4-3 overall. Final game non-district next week against Leavenworth. And here's the game in District 4 that might be, well, it's not, I don't, it, I, well, yeah, it's still as important, I think, as Hayden Jeff West. That's tough.
Yeah.
Hiawatha hosting Perry Lecompton. Boz, it's a win and get in game.
Yeah.
Both teams, 0-3 in district, the winner will make it to the playoffs next week.
Yeah, and that's going to be a really good game. Hiawatha's had a good season. They've been really close in a whole bunch of games. Perry Lecompton started off slow, but they're kind of picking up some steam. That's going to be a good one.
All right, let's move down to 2A now. District 3, how about them Eagles?
Yep.
Silver Lake. They've only rattled off 5 straight wins, Boz. 3-0 in districts, knocks off Osage City tonight. They are not district champion yet because of their game next week against Council Grove. However, Silver Lake 3-0 in districts after their big upset tonight of Osage City. If they were to beat Council Grove next week on the road, they will be district champions in District 3. Osage City right now in the 2 spot. They will close out their season next week against St. Mary's Riley County, I'm sorry, next week in their final district game. Why that game has become kind of important is for seeding for Osage City. Because if Council Grove upsets Silver Lake, that could make that a 3-way tie at the top.
Yep.
It could make it everybody 3-1, and then you're going to points, and if points are tied, you're going to coin flips. I mean, there's so many things that will have to come down to that. One thing you can say about this, it's not updated on here, but even if St. Mary's loses next week, St. Mary's defeated Riley County head-to-head, so even if Riley County gets the win next week, they'll go to the first tiebreaker. St. Mary's will be in the playoffs.
Yeah.
District 4, Nemaha Central have all but wrapped up District 4. They've got the head-to-head over Sabetha, and that was last week's ball game. Their big win tonight, they're 7-0 overall. For all intents and purposes, that's district champion right there. Nemaha Central perfect on the season. Sabetha, a good bounce-back win tonight over Oskaloosa, and that all but eliminated the Bears from postseason. However, ACCHS and Oski next week, that could be a win and get in game. Actually, that will be a win and get in game next week in District Number 4. Roll Valley defeated ACCHS tonight, so they're 2-2 in district play, have solidified their spot in the playoffs. How about 1A, Boz? Are you tired of districts yet?
Nope, let's go.
Keep rolling with it. District 2 of 1A, Rossville. Huge road win tonight down in Opie. They defeat the Eagles by 2 scores. They are a perfect 4-0 in districts and are your District 2 champion here this season. 6-1, what a difference a year makes for those dogs. They made it to a sub-state game a season ago where they fell to the Panthers of Centralia. But man, a difference that a season makes. They are now 6-1 overall. Their only loss coming to 2A powerhouse Nemaha Central. Opie in second right now in that district. Maranatha, Caraparaville will play each other next week to see who gets into the postseason. No, I beg your pardon. Those two are eliminated from the playoffs because there's 6 in that district, Boz. District 3, we go Jackson Heights. We go JCN. Both teams perfect on the season, 7-0, and they will take their perfect records for a district title next week at Jackson Heights. Also, an NEKL title is on the line in that one in District 3 of 1A. Valley Falls, with their loss tonight, drops them to 0-4 in districts. Pleasant Ridge, also 0-4. They have been eliminated from the postseason. So District 3 will have Jackson Heights, JCM, McLeod, Onega going to the playoffs. Just don't know what the seeds will be coming out of that district. District 4, Riverside, Centralia. This is a big-time matchup, a district title on the line next week at, I believe it's at Centralia. I'll have to double-check. Yeah. It is, yeah, at Centralia. Troy, they have locked in the 3 spot in that district. Horton has been eliminated from this one, as has Marhill Mount Academy. So it's D-West, Troy, Centralia, Riverside from District 4. Out in District 5, Valley Heights falls tonight to Republic County. And the Mustangs, they're in the playoffs, Boz, but they see themselves go from the potential 2 seed down to the 3. They have all but locked in the 3 spot in District Number 5 in 1A. We're almost there, folks. Hang tight with us. 8-man Division Number 1. Score we're still needing tonight, and it's huge for this district. Clifton Clyde.
Yeah.
Still unsure if they knocked off Rock Hills or not here tonight. But Rock Hills already eliminated from the playoffs. Clifton Clyde's going to make the playoffs, Boz. Yeah. Again, it's just, what seed will they be? Washington County, again, a big win tonight. That secured them a spot in the playoffs as well. And then finally, 8-man Division 2. This is where things shook up here tonight. Hanover with the win over Axtell, district champions of District 3, 7-0 overall, 4-0 in districts. They have completed their district schedule. Axtell and Frankfort next week. A huge battle of Twin Valley League foes. Winner of that game will be the 2 in this district. Loser will be the 3 in the playoffs, or going into the playoffs between those two teams as well. Is that clear as mud for you?
Clear as mud, buddy.
Clear as mud. We got one final break. When we come back, we'll give away the Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball of the Night. We will also make sure to let you know what's coming up next week here on week number 8. You're listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We'll be back here in just a minute to wrap everything up here at week 7 here on the MSC Radio Network.
How do I open up a checking account?
Hi, I'm Canyon Olberding, and at Community National Bank, to open a checking account, you will need 2 forms of ID and $100.
I'm Oakley Melvin. Opening an account down here is super quick and easy, and we can help you with online banking, checking your balances, getting funds moved around where they need to be.
Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home. Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work, as well as conservation and tile projects. MCON recently received the Safety Excellence Award, offering turnkey services for water and sewer projects. MCON has delivered results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned local business in Wathena. MCON is also always looking to add to their 90-plus member team. Contact MCON in Wathena or visit mconunderground.com.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
Hi, my name is Sarah Lukert, and I am a health coach at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. I enjoy educating our patients on how to eat well, move well, and think well, but what I love the most about my job is consulting with patients, discussing their health goals, and watching them make helpful lifestyle changes to improve their health. Our teamwork approach is very effective, and seeing our patients restore their health is the most rewarding part of my job. Our consultations are always free, so call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to get started on your wellness journey today.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
Stop paying for cell phone service because it's free with Giant Mobile for the rest of the year. Sign up today because the earlier you sign up, the more you save. Add a line, add 5 lines, add 10 lines. It's all free. $0, zilch, nada until 2026. Put some extra money in your pocket this holiday season and pick Giant Mobile for your cell phone service. Plus, you'll save $15 a month on your Giant or JBN internet bill when you do.
This summer, it's great food, great drinks, and great times at the Elevator Bar and Grill in Valley Falls. Featuring a daily special and an excellent regular menu, everyone will be sure to find a favorite. Follow the Elevator on Facebook to keep up with our food and drink specials and upcoming entertainment events. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to midnight. And remember, at the Elevator in Valley Falls, there's always time for just one more.
All right, Dorsey, thank you, as always, here on the MSC Radio Network, as we've got one final segment here tonight to put a bow on this evening. What a great week we've had here tonight. Week 7, Boz, and a lot of upsets, a lot of big-time matchups that set the stage for what next week's going to bring. And there's a lot. There's a lot next week. I mean, next week's show might be 3 hours.
You think?
I mean,
we could go 3 hours.
I mean, it's going to be really detailed out because why teams are going to make the playoffs, and there's going to be opportunities for us to try and figure out who's going to be what seed. That will be determined. But there's going to be some ties. I guarantee you there will be ties, and then there's going to be some coin flips. So coaches out there listening, get your coin flip calls practiced now. Because if you've got to make a call against somebody from Southeast Kansas or you got South Central Kansas and you got to say heads or tails, boy, you don't want to be wrong.
No.
That's the difference between a 1 seed and a 2 seed or a 3 and a I don't know, 7. I don't know. There's going to be plenty of chances for that.
Yeah.
All right, Bozzy. One final round. Give everybody tonight's scores for tonight.
All right. Tonight's scores, Washington County, they defeat Lakeside 78-16. Hanover, they get the win over Axtell 26-18. Frankfort, they defeated Wakefield 58-12. Lynn, first winning season in 20 years, first district title in 26 years. They get the win over Osborne 54-36. Rossville, big time win for them over Olpe 36-22. Onega, they defeat Pleasant Ridge 34-19. Jackson Heights, they get the win over Valley Falls 54-6. JCN, they stay perfect on the year with their win over McLeod tonight 58-8. Riverside gets a shutout win over Donovan West 37-0. Centralia, they also get a shutout win tonight over Troy 16-0. Moore Hill, Mount Academy, they defeated Horton 34-20. Republic County, they get the win over Valley Heights 36-11. Silver Lake, big time win for them. They knock off previously undefeated Osage City 28-21. Council Grove, they get the 2-point victory over St. Mary's 14-12. Sabetha gets the shutout win over Oskaloosa 42-0. Nemaha Central, they get the win over Royal Valley 48-27. Holton, they get the win over Hiawatha 21-13. Hayden, victorious over Perry LeCompton 48-7. Jeff West, they were all over ACCHS tonight 50-12. Riley County, big time upset win for them over Heston 40-32. Atchison, they get the victory over
Phoenix.
Parsons 40-34, and Syracuse, they defeat Auburn 29-14.
All right, so those are our scores for tonight, which was again a big night, a lot of big time matchups, big time opportunities, and some teams, they made the most with their opportunities tonight. In some facet. Now, I want to say something really quickly before we move on here, because this was last week we got to go and meet up with Daniel Childress of Nemaha Central.
Yeah.
And there has been so many. Remember, next Friday is your time to wear your shirts of In This Family, We Don't Fight Alone, All In for 61.
Nobody fights alone.
What'd I say?
I don't know.
It wasn't correct.
We all fight alone. Something
like that. Oh, I said we all fight alone? That's not what I meant.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm reading something while trying to talk about that. Multitasking might not be my strong suit. But the ability of Daniel Childress to be back for the Sabetha game last week, and then he just took off yesterday to go down for 6 weeks for treatments down in Memphis.
Yep.
A lot of area schools raised, you know, I'm talking $1,500, $3,000 plus. Last week, we were over in Troy, or excuse me, in Riverside, for the Troy Riverside game, and they raised a bunch with passing the bucket. I know Holton had a fundraiser tonight. I don't have the number on that, so if you've got that, feel free to send it my way. Royal Valley tonight raised $4,083 for the Childress family. Yeah.
That's awesome.
For Daniel Childress tonight at their game. Again, that was Royal Valley, Nemaha, and a great offering from Royal Valley fans, faithful, to step up and make a big time donation like that. $4,000. If you had an event, where you, took a free will donation or raised some funds for the Childress family, we'd love to give you a shout out for your school and your community. Let us know, what that was. But again, I know Troy Riverside last week, big time donations. Holton had one, tonight. Again, next week, next Friday, is your time to wear your shirt and in support of the Childress family.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you a couple things with that, because it is obviously something we've been talking about for several weeks now. Just number one, it's tough. Young man having to go through that. You don't wish that on anybody. But when we went up there this week, I was absolutely shocked. I didn't know what to expect. You know, I knew Daniel was back, and I knew he was been out on the field with his teammates the Friday before, but he comes walking up like,
yeah,
he wouldn't have known anything was going on.
Yeah.
I mean, I was just kind of shocked, but kid's doing really well. He's got a long road ahead of him, but I mean, he was in great spirits. He knows he's got a tough battle, but man, he was just like, hey, we're going to go down there and I got to go through these treatments. And I guess there's no other way to approach it. You know,
right.
He was very positive.
Yeah.
But the other thing that's really cool, you're talking about the fundraising and stuff, and
I think it is awesome what Northeast Kansas and all these different schools are doing to help out the family. I mean, put yourself in this position. I know somebody works for me right now. Her young son is going through fighting leukemia, and the financial burden is massive.
Yeah.
And the last thing you want to do as a parent is have to worry about that. You want to make sure you're just taking care of your kid.
Sure.
So it is so cool to see people rally and help out in that way, because it's just one less thing the family's got to worry about. Their focus is on Daniel, and they don't have to worry about that because of generosity of everybody around this area.
It's been pretty amazing to see the communities all come together. We knew it would happen.
Yeah.
It's Northeast Kansas, man. I mean, we take care of our own.
Yep.
It doesn't matter what jersey you're wearing, what town you're from. When people are in need, people step up.
Absolutely.
I just got a message that came in via text that Lynn had a fundraiser tonight at their game.
Sweet.
Again, we're talking that's way, you know, further west than our true listening area.
Yeah.
And, you know, so shout out to Lynn for, you know, having a great season, doing great things on the field, but man, they're stepping up off the field as well. Doing great things. No dollar amount for that, and that's okay. You know, we don't need to share all the dollar amounts that are going out, but just thank you, I guess.
Yeah.
I feel like that Kathy and Michael would just say thank you. And that's one thing, we got to chat with his dad, Michael, and he was just, he's like, I just can't put into words how thankful I am.
Yeah, he just was like, I can't say thank you enough. And I don't know, you hope people realize that, yeah, you're donating and raising some money, and people might think, yeah, that's okay, you know, but it's huge. I mean, it really is a big deal to help out that family in that way, because they're going through enough already.
All right, we're going to push forward to, man, week number 8.
Yeah.
The last week of the regular season, Vaz. You're either going to be happy with where you're at, or you're going to think, man, we got a lot of work to do in 1 week because the playoffs are just the following week.
Yeah.
Week 8 has got tons of big-time matchups, my man. How we looking?
All right. We're starting off with Riverside at Centralia. This, no question, is a big-time matchup. The only loss Centralia has this season is to Mid-Buchanan. The only loss Riverside has this year, and Mid-Buchanan, by the way, if you haven't been listening, Missouri powerhouse.
They're dominant.
Yeah, so not even a Kansas school that Centralia lost to. Riverside, their only loss was to Jackson Heights in week 1 early in this season. They shut out Jackson Heights in the second half of that game.
Yeah.
This is a huge matchup, district title on the line. Here's, when I look at this game, if let's talk about Riverside first. Bottom line here is Coach Bryce Payden Cyclones, they have never beaten Centralia.
Okay.
In fact, when you look at Riverside, the consolidated school, they've never beat Centralia, including the days of Wathena before the consolidation. Last time they beat Centralia was 55 years ago.
Wow.
We got to go back to 1970 to find a time when they were, and they never beat them, so there wasn't even a time when we could say that.
Sure.
If you look, you add Elwood into the mix before the consolidation. Last time was 1972. I mean, we're talking a long, long time. Centralia has been the nemesis. Riverside just has not been able to get over the hump. Now, for Riverside, it's not the end of the season.
No.
If you don't beat them, but it makes things potentially tougher. You just went through all the district seedings and things like that. Your route to a state championship gets potentially tougher. This would be, with all of that said, this would be a massive statement win for Riverside. Sometimes you have a mental deal like, we can't beat this team. You can.
Sure.
You know, you got to find a way to get that win. If they can beat Centralia, think about the confidence boost this team would get moving into playoffs. That's huge. If you can't beat Centralia, then you go into playoffs with the same, you know, just, can't get it done.
Right.
Now,
it's huge.
Yeah. Now you flip things around for Centralia.
Hey, before we go to Centralia's side, because we're obviously going to get Centralia's perspective on this as well.
Yeah.
I want to give a little bit of a shout out here, because you said it's been 55 years since Riverside or Wathena. Elwood knocked off Centralia in 72, right?
Yep.
So in 70, this is the last time. These are the players. Shout out to Bob.
Okay.
I got a list of players from the 1970 Wathena Wildcats. Head coach Barry Jeancourt. I hope I say that right. assisted by Alan Hewins and Ron Tooley.
Okay.
And I hope some of these guys are listening right now to where they're like, man, I never thought my name would get mentioned. You got a fullback and linebacker in Claude Miller. Tight end, Tony Studer. Terry Hartley, the quarterback, played at Highland Community College. So did Claude Miller. Bob Reiser was the halfback. Another halfback, Norman Segrist. Tom Kienhoff, receiver. Jim Herring was the center, also played at Highland Community College. Just a few of these players from 1970. And Zayden Euler and Grady Segrist are grandkids currently playing for Riverside.
That's awesome.
How about that?
Yeah.
That's some fun information. And again, I know people say, man, how come you're pumping up this team or that team a lot? Man, we will talk about your squad and your community as often as we get information for it.
Yeah.
So feel free. You want to dive into the record books or the dust off the old,
yearbooks,
yeah, and say, hey, well, you're talking about how it's been a long time for this team. Give us some of those names. That's pretty fun. All
yes,
right. Centralia's side, man, they're just doing what the Panthers do, my friend.
They just win. They just win ball games. Here's what's interesting for Centralia. Now, I mentioned Riverside never beat Centralia. Does that factor into it? Centralia, they've always beat Riverside. Do you approach this game if you're Centralia and think, man, we always beat these guys. Let's just – do they overlook Riverside?
Yeah.
I don't think that happens. I think Coach Holthouse and their staff, way too good. They're not going to overlook a game. But under Coach Roger Holthouse at Centralia, they're 32-6 in his tenure.
Come on.
With a state runner-up finish. 2022, they were 11-1. They lost to the eventual state champion, St. Mary's. 2023, they're 8-2. They lose to Garden Plain. And state runner-up then, JCN. 2024, yep. We just go back last year, Mid-Buchanan, lost to them. Then they lose to Conway Springs in the state championship game.
Yeah.
This year, I mean, they're 6-1, only lost to Mid-Buchanan.
Come on.
I mean, they just win ball games. And it's I know we don't talk about them enough because they're just good. They just keep on winning. Tough game tonight against Troy, 16-0. We knew that would be a good one.
And I got some notes about that game. Again, if you've got information, this is what Boz and I love doing is the relationships that you and I have been able to build, you know, in these communities, people will then send us, hey, this was good. I don't want to talk on the radio about it, but I'll send you this little nugget. Giving a shout-out to the Centralia defensive line tonight.
Okay.
Defensive line played great, three-man front most of the night. But multiple pressures and multiple sacks, defensive line, from this person says that's what won Centralia the game. Their defensive pressure and their defensive prowess of the Panthers tonight.
Well, we talked about last week how Troy had opportunities against Riverside.
Yeah.
And they just, a couple mistakes, game could have changed early for them, but that's a good football team. And so, I mean, we knew that. Centralia would have their hands full with them.
No doubt about it. All right. Moving on to our next potential game that we'll be at next week. We got a handful, people.
We do.
How about this one?
This game right here, we've talked about it. We kind of looked.
Circled.
And that's what we do. Early in the season, Jake and I sit down. We're not coaches. We don't have to worry about one game at a time.
Nope.
We're looking all the way down the line. We knew this could potentially be a big-time matchup, and it is JCN at Jackson Heights.
Just such a heavyweight battle of history between these two, my friend.
Yeah, here's the thing. If you go back, we went back in the history books a long time.
Man, anybody that says our production meetings are not productive, they lying and they don't know.
They're lying for sure. 42 meetings all time between JCN and
since
Jackson
1973,
Heights, dating back to 1973.
Hey-o.
We're going way back now.
Hey-o.
And I asked Jake this before we kind of put together all these numbers. I said, hey, what would you think if you went back to 1973, 42 meetings between these two teams? Give me your thoughts on who's going to lead that series.
You want me to tell them?
Yeah.
Guess was, in 42 meetings dating back to 1973, my guess was JCN 29 to Jackson Heights 13. That was my guess.
Yeah.
And now before you continue, I had a Jackson Heights alum. I was at a live on location today in Holton at Lifetime Eye Care. It was an awesome event. Make sure you check them out. Super cool. But the individual came up to me and I proposed that question to them.
Oh yeah.
And their guess was, well, I would guess in the last, since 73, probably pretty even.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Here's the deal. It's closer than you might think.
Yep.
Some might think. Jackson Heights holds the lead over JCN 22-20.
Wow.
This series has been really close. And when you, we kind of put year by year, JCN would go on a roll, Jackson Heights would stop that streak, and then they'd go on a roll. And then, I mean, it's been back and forth this entire series. Coach Caleb Wick, he's 6-3 versus JCN. Coach Jeff Schneider, 3-4 versus Jackson Heights. I mean, these two teams, they've got history. And Jackson Heights, let's talk about them a little bit. They were a machine last year, steamrolling people all the way up until, can we call it the debacle? I mean, it just an unfortunate ending to their season.
Yeah, gosh, man, you're being so harsh tonight.
Well, it happened. I mean, it's
I'm
what
kidding.
Happened.
I'm kidding.
But Rossville, they did what they had to do. They
yes,
came back,
they
got the win. So Jackson Heights has been a really good team for several years. They're a really good football team this year. JCN, state title a couple years ago. Now they had a down year last year. Now they're back. These are two teams that have just been winning football games the last several years. I don't know if there's any way to look at this other than it's just going to be a really good matchup.
Yeah, it's going to be an amazing game. Again, Northeast Kansas League title on the line, district title on the line. Whichever team comes out of that contest undefeated, it will be a all likelihood coin flip with St. Mary's Pittsburgh Colgan for the one seed in 1A.
Yeah.
Which, if you don't remember our conversation earlier tonight with KSHSAA Executive Vice President, I don't know what his title is.
That sounds good.
He's second from like one notch from the top, whatever that is. Jeremy Holliday told us that the top seeds in 3, 2, and 1A, if they keep winning, they keep hosting.
Yeah.
So it's a huge game next week, JCN at Jackson Heights. Whew. We got more to talk about. Big-time matchups. Jeff West, the Tigers, hit the road to Topeka Hayden next week for a district championship.
If you'd have thought 2 years ago, first year we started this show, would we be talking about Jeff West playing Hayden for a district title?
I would have never, and this is no disrespect to Jeff West. This is no disrespect to Meriden. I wouldn't have told you you were crazy.
Yeah.
Because of just recent history. And again, football can be so finicky and it can change so quickly, programs don't turn around like this very often.
Yeah, that quick. I mean, I would have been in the same boat just based off of that history over the last several years. Jeff West, quite honestly, we might have been looking through district seedings saying Jeff West is fighting to get into the playoffs, and here they are playing for a district title.
Yeah.
Now, here, let's talk about Jeff West. We mentioned them a lot this year. Brixton Schwinn, the young quarterback. Brody Schwinn, his brother, receiver.
Yeah.
Both those guys having fantastic seasons. This team is confident. They've got swag. They've got the record to prove it.
Yeah, they backed it up.
They have.
They're a play away from being 7-0.
Oh, yeah.
A play away.
St. Mary's, we were at that game. They had St. Mary's on the ropes, couldn't finish the deal. But
yeah.
Jeff West is a legit football team. I think they're going to be hyped up for an opportunity because Hayden's kind of been a problem for them.
Mm-hmm.
Back to 2019, they were 8-2. Their only two losses were to Topeka Hayden, and that's one of the better teams that Jeff West has had in recent memory.
Sure.
Their two losses to Hayden were from a combined score of 27-12.
That sounds like one game score.
Yeah.
That's two games combined that season for Jeff West. Two losses and a combined score, 27-12.
Yeah. And here's another little piece to that. Maybe give a little billboard, bulletin board.
Material
for Jeff West. They've never beaten Hayden. We just talked about teams, you know, JCN Centralia Riverside.
Yeah.
And how that can be a big mountain to climb. You've never beat that team. With the confidence and swag that Jeff West has, throw that up on the bulletin board and let's go. Let's get it done.
Dating back to 1970, because our reference for this, you guys can all double check our homework, KansasFootballHistory.com. Going back to 1970, Jefferson West High School has never beaten Topeka Hayden. Ever.
Ever.
In 54 seasons. Now, obviously, they haven't played every year.
Yeah.
But in 54 years that we could go back to, has never beaten Topeka Hayden. That is an impressive statistic to throw out, and I love the way you put it. Coach Schwinn, if you're listening, that is bulletin board material right there. That'll be an epic contest, I think, next week for a district title.
And I think, just again, to reiterate, if you threw that up on the bulletin board with some teams, I mean, kids might be like, no, great. We've never beat this team. Yeah. We're not going to beat them again.
Well, just pack it up.
Yeah, I'm telling you, the mentality with these Jeff West boys, they're going to be hyped up. That's a number. That's a stat. They're going to look at it and say, we're not going to be all about that.
All right, another game. We got two more to get through real quick here.
Real quick.
Hiawatha, Perry LeCompton. We highlighted this briefly in district play when we went down and breaking down the districts. But in 3A, Boz, this is a win, and you're in to the playoffs.
Yeah, Hiawatha versus Perry LeCompton. And we talked a little bit earlier about this. Hiawatha, you look at their record, it's probably not as good as they want, but we've seen some Hiawatha games. We've watched them. They've been close. They've been in a lot of games. They made a big-time comeback tonight against Holton. I mean, watching that game, we thought Holton was kind of going to run away with it, and then all of a sudden we look down, and it's a one-score game, and Hiawatha's got a chance maybe to tie or take the lead. I mean, Hiawatha's been in games.
Yeah.
They've got some good players on this team. They've got to find a way to get over the hump, you know, just
sure.
Instead of being close and being, not that they're okay with that, but you can't be close all the time. You got to find a way to get the wins.
Get over that hump. I love the way you just phrased that. That game at Hiawatha next week, it'll be on the Hiawatha channel, but the winner of Perry and Hiawatha will go into the playoffs next week. The person that comes up short, a week 9 game that, for all intents and purposes, you know, I don't want to say the phrase it doesn't mean anything, because it's the final game for some seniors, so it means a lot still, but it is not a playoff game with the new system. How about final game, District 4 in Class 2A? This is a game that it just, holy cow, there's a lot to go through with this here. Royal Valley at Oskaloosa. Okay, Royal Valley got a big win tonight against ACCHS to get them to 1-2 in district play. Okay, so ACCHS drops to 1-2. Oskaloosa fell to Sabetha tonight. But if Oskaloosa beats Royal Valley next week and ACCHS drops to Nemaha, that'll be a three-way tie between the three, and you can't go strictly just a head-to-head because each one beat the other. It's going to come down to points at that juncture.
Yeah.
And that's when you're going to see which of these three teams will be in what spot. Two will make the playoffs. So that's why Royal Valley at Oskaloosa is a huge game next week.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one. I mean, there's so many of these where things can turn around and you're fighting to get in the playoffs, but that's what it's all about. It's playoffs, baby.
Frankfort and Axtell next week at Axtell. That's both teams going to the playoffs. It's what I would call an honorable mention, because now it's, are you going to be the 2 or the 3 out of that district in 8-man division number 2. Okay, so games that Boz and I could be at next week where you could win a gift card. By the way, shout out James Shaughnessy tonight.
Yeah.
He's the one that came up to us. We weren't even in the stadium yet.
Yep.
Walking up to it, came up to us and said, is this your game of the week? James Shaughnessy wins a $50 gas gift card from Ag Partners Cooperative. Partnering for the future, Ag Partners, many locations across Northeast Kansas, providing with an amazing Cenex gift card to James Shaughnessy, who is very thankful during harvest time to get some free fuel for his combine.
Oh, yeah.
Games that will be at next week, either Riverside at Centralia, will either be at JCN at Jackson Heights, will be in Topeka for Jeff West at Hayden. We could be in Hiawatha for Hiawatha Perry LeCompton, or in Oskaloosa, Royal Valley at Oski. That's a lot of choices, Boz, and we got to decide by next week. Make sure you find us. You can win a $50 gift card by just saying, is this Jake and Boz's game of the week? And we say, yes, it is. All right, into the college realm, my man.
All right, we're starting out with KU, and I want to throw this out there, too. There was a deal here a while back, and Jake kind of thinks that my memory is not very good, and I'm going to forget about it.
It's true.
But
he's got a terrible short memory, guys.
My short term's not good. I can tell you stuff that happened 30 years ago. I can't remember.
If it's about you, yeah.
No.
What was the most points you ever shot or scored in basketball in your college career?
College?
Yeah.
28.
Okay. Against who?
Friends University.
What year was that?
It would be 1994.
That's my point. Continue.
Hey, here's the deal. I know we've got a coach. I know we have a coach listening, watching right now.
Okay.
He's going to say the same thing. And I think a lot of coaches are like this. This person that's watching, he could maybe text and tell me this, but you will remember games from 10, 15 years ago. We had the ball 12 seconds
left. You just referenced a game 31 years ago. Continue.
Yeah. So, anyways, it does happen. It's a coach's thing. But we had a little bit of a bet going on, and Jake lost. I'm just going to throw it out there. Jake lost like he does a lot of the time.
Weird.
The bet was he's going to have to wear a KU shirt instead of the nasty Raven stuff he wears on the show every night. So I'm going to remember this. I just wanted to...
So next week, don't find me in Ravens gear is what you're saying.
Yeah, we'll both be rocking some Jayhawk gear.
I love it. I hope I can make it through the game.
You'll be just fine.
And the show without it burning my skin and my soul and my spirit.
You're going to be just fine. So anyways, that's going to happen. But let's talk KU a little bit.
Okay.
They're on a bye week this week, thankfully, after the thumping they took last week.
took it on the chin.
They took it on the chin. 42-17 at Texas Tech.
Watch out for the tortillas, man.
I talked last week about this being kind of a statement win for KU going on the road to Texas Tech, number 9 ranked, close game at half, and then something happened. Here's what happened. Their starting quarterback gets knocked out of the game. Their backup comes in.
Dominates.
And they just dominated the second half. Just blew KU out of the water. I mean, it was not a good situation. But I'm going to tell you this. Texas Tech, no joke.
Yeah, they're good.
High-powered offense. Stout defense.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're ranked top 10 in the nation in offense, defense together. That is a team. They moved up to number 7 last week. So I'm talking about Texas Tech because they're really good. It makes KU's loss maybe look not so bad.
You're just trying to like make it feel better?
Yes, exactly.
When you get a beatdown, man, you feel that beatdown. And they are extremely good. Now, what's your thoughts on the whole controversy that's going on because of, as a result, you know, tortillas being tossed nonstop. There was accusation of a pocket knife being thrown. Now there's video that's surfacing that a coach dropped his pocket knife on the sideline, on KU's sideline, and they're saying it was planted by KU. I mean, what is this?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, it's who knows what actually happened. But I think it was probably some frustration. And here's the deal. I don't know how I feel about that. The whole rule stuff, I mean, you shouldn't have people throwing stuff onto the field.
Just a tortilla.
But that's my thing. I mean, they're not throwing, like, beer bottles or anything. I mean, it's a tortilla. What's it going to do to you?
Well, but, they're college kids, and they're, you know,
zinging them?
I don't know, having some beverages, and they don't make the most proper decision.
I think here's where the base of it comes from. If it's a tortilla, then next time it's going to be a bottle. Next time it's going to be something else. And I get it. You got to worry about player safety. And it has become a thing probably, I think, in the last, I don't know, seems to me it's been the last 3, 4, 5 years. You see stuff getting thrown on the field all the time. So, yeah, I mean, it's got to be addressed, and I don't know.
Kansas State, big-time win last week against the Frogs from TCU.
Yeah, that's a good win.
My wife and I were able to be there in person. It was our tomorrow's our anniversary, so shout out, honey. Happy anniversary early. Beat her to the punch on that. Woohoo. But, yeah, we went down to Manhattan last week to take that game in. And got a huge win, much-needed win against TCU. 3 TCU turnovers, including in a 2 return for touchdowns in that ball game. Avery played great, 198 yards, 3 touchdowns. And this is a stat that I really like. Dominated the time of possession.
Yeah.
36-23 time of possession. And that just shows that K-State's offense was efficient.
Yep.
And they were controlling and playing. That's what I think maybe frustrates me the most. And I had this conversation with somebody yesterday about Kansas State. And it was, if they just would have been a terrible team all year, I could stomach that. But it's like I get acid reflux nonstop with this team. Because I'm doing fine, and then all of a sudden I eat some red pasta, and now I got acid reflux because they play terrible. And they lose to Army, who hasn't won a game since then, by the way. But this is a team, if they would have just been bad all year, cool. I can get behind that, understand it's a bad year. But they should not be 3-4. They could easily be 6-1.
Yeah.
And they're not. But they're 3-4 going into a bye week. Both teams from Kansas going into a bye this week. And the next week we talk about the Sunflower Showdown.
Oh,
does
yeah.
the streak end? You want to put it on the record now? You want to wait till next week?
Nope, we're going to do that next week.
All right.
No, I will say K-State did look good. That game K-State played against TCU was kind of what I thought they would look like every game. They were efficient. Their defense was rock solid.
Yeah.
Avery Johnson looked comfortable.
Shout out Des Purnell, Topeka Hayden,
yeah.
grad.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I thought K-State would look like. They moved the ball. They had a couple big plays here and there, but they didn't look like they were behind the sticks all the time. Like they were running the same run pass or, you know, yeah. it seemed much more fluid and more comfortable than I've seen them all season long.
Okay, moving on. GBR.
GBR.
Nebraska. And we got to do a little bit of cleanup here.
Yeah, we do.
Because Boz and I have said all year because we maybe didn't give the respect to Nebraska that we should have.
Yeah, we missed a little piece of something.
Our last show last year was before their last game against Wisconsin that they won to get them bowl eligible.
Yeah.
And we have continued that streak of saying, will they finally make a bowl game this year? Well, they ended up winning the Pinstripe Bowl last year. That's completely on us for not doing good enough research. But they're 5-1, Boz, and they're in the top 25 for the first time in 10 years. How about them?
Top 25. It was back 2016. They actually, so they entered the top 10. Back in 2016, halfway through the season, but they lost four of their last six games. They finished with a 9-4 record, lost to Tennessee in the Music City Bowl. We didn't give them the credit we needed to last year. They did make it to a bowl. So
yeah.
Here's the thing. They're kind of in the same position.
They're in the same exact position.
Yeah,
going into the same exact weekend, Bosner. They were 5-1 last year.
Yep.
And then they went 1-5 their final six games.
Yeah.
What are they this year?
They're 5-1. They're at Minnesota, 4-2. They can punch their ticket.
Early.
Yeah, just get it done. Let's not drag it out to the last game. Let's have it done while we have a football scoreboard show where we can talk about it.
Yeah, because I hadn't even realized. I knew that we had Nebraska fans out there listening to our show.
Yeah.
I didn't realize how many we had until this past week. I had a handful of people remind me that Nebraska went to a bowl game last year.
Yeah.
And so we had to do a little bit of cleanup. Sorry about that. GBR,
yep.
Get it done now. Quit waiting so long, dadgummit.
That's right.
All right. Threw out a dadgummit. That means I'm a little frustrated.
Pretty serious.
Dead serious. Okay. All right. Quick, fast here. Professional. The Chiefs, man.
What?
What?
I never saw that coming.
Me either.
Chiefs absolutely take it to the Lions.
Dominated them.
Dominated the Lions. I mean, that 30-17... Mahomes threw for 257, three scores, added a rushing touchdown. I said K-State looked comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Chiefs looked comfortable against a really good Detroit Lions team.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I mean, I just...
Broke the Lions. Broke them.
Oh, my gosh. That came out of nowhere. And I've been critical of the Chiefs just because I'm a fan. I want them to win every game and do really well. And they've just been on the struggle bus this year. But things are moving the right direction. If they keep playing like that, watch out.
Hmm. Let's see here. We'll skip ahead here. Somebody had the Chiefs at 12-5.
Yeah.
Looking like a 12-5 team at least, aren't they?
They still got a tough schedule coming up, though.
Branch from the Lions. That's why I said that they broke the Lions' defense. Because you lose 30-17, and then Branch after the game, I mean, that big scuffle, throws a punch. I mean, Juju Smith-Schuster looked like he was in a back alleyway on a busted bar night. Bleeding from the nose, and I mean, it looked bad. And man, that's what the Chiefs do to you, I guess.
But frustrated. Lions were frustrated.
Speaking of frustration, the Ravens are 1-5 following their. Oh yeah, they lost again. Lost to the Rams last week.
Yeah, Lamar. We knew that. I knew that was. I mean, Lamar's just everything to that team
on offense, especially.
Yeah.
Best defensive performance of the year, though. I will give that shout out to everybody that doesn't care. But the game was 17 points against the Rams team that is a high-powered offense, and Matt Stafford doesn't get the credit that he is due.
Hey, let's just back up one sec.
What?
You talked about people that come up to you and say they're Nebraska fans,
yeah.
And we didn't realize there was any Nebraska fans.
Are you going to ask me if there's any Ravens?
Has anybody ever come up to you and said, man, I love it when you talk about the Ravens. Like, there's Ravens fans out there.
This season, I've had more people come up to me and say, I feel bad for you. And I actually had somebody today that said, I commend you. I got mad respect for you because they suck, and you still are a fan.
Yeah. Okay. I just wonder if that.
Haven't had that happen yet. Except for when I go to my house and a 6-year-old tells me, "Dad, it's okay."
And we,
we'll be all right. The same kid that I've lost to the dark side in college. But
yes.
Whatever. All right. So the Ravens are on bye this week. They take on the Bears next week. Hey, they'll have Lamar back, Roquan Smith back. They will bring back 4 people that have been out for the last 2 games since the Kansas City game. And so, you know, I'm not saying they're going to run the table, but I still say that their 13-4 record, well, that's out the window now. They're not going to do that. I will be happy if they finish 10-7.
Yeah.
And they have an outside shot to still win the division because the Bengals, led by Joe Flacco, knocked off the Steelers last night. And this is last thing about the Ravens here, and then we'll move on.
Okay.
An embarrassing stat that came out, and I thought it was hysterical. Joe Flacco, former Super Bowl MVP for the Ravens, the last time they won a Super Bowl in 2012. Joe Flacco has more wins on 2 different teams. He's won 1 game with the Browns and 1 game with the Bengals, and the Ravens have 1 win total.
You might like wearing the KU gear next week.
Why?
You don't have to wear the Ravens stuff.
No, this still feels good.
Okay.
Still comfy.
Okay.
Final order of business before we get out of here tonight. Our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness game ball here this evening. We had a flood of nominees come in late, which is, again, it's a 2-hour show. We've got time. But next time, people, get them in earlier, please. Okay, because we had 2 nominees for a majority of the show. We finally got to double digits with the nominees. That's what we like to have every single week is make Boz, you know,
sweat.
Yeah, you got to make him sweat a little bit.
I know. Well, and because we got so many late nominations, I'm going to go ahead and go through. Typically, I just say the player. I'm going to give you the stats as well. Kadra Cohorse from Hanover, 13 rushes for 70 yards, 4 touchdowns on the ground, 11 for 17 passing for 56 yards. 126 total yards with 4 touchdowns for Kadrick Cohorse. Hanover defense got a nomination, much, much more physical than Axtell tonight in their massive upset. Tegan Bauhey, Jackson Heights, 15 tackles on the night. Here's crazy stat. 10 of those were for loss.
Ooh.
TFLs, Tegan Bauhey, big night for him. Will Elias from J.C. Henn, I know he had a touchdown tonight. Also Merrick Knoll. I love it. Grandpa Gary throws it out. He's a power horse.
He said he also threw in a bull.
Oh, he did say bull.
Yeah, he's like, yeah. He's like a bull.
He was like more like a bull tonight.
All right, Merrick Knoll did
love
some good
it.
Things. He had a touchdown tonight. Carter Hike for Nemaha Central, 27 carries, 269 yards, 5 touchdowns on the ground, 5 of 6, passing for 67 yards, another touchdown.
Wow.
Here's the deal. I'm just going to throw this out now. And it's no surprise. Carter Hike.
Hut.
We could give him a game ball every week.
Absolutely.
I mean, his numbers, I don't care where you're at in the state of Kansas. I don't care what classification you are in the state of Kansas. His numbers are off the charts good.
So, every week.
And we're going to keep recognizing that.
Yes.
But just incredible performances week after week from him. Elijah Moore from Riverside. We've been talking about him.
The bus.
He is. Jerome Bettis.
Yeah.
He is a stud. 14 carries tonight. 191 yards. Coach Payton, we kind of threw a little shade at him last week. We were like, hey, give the dude the ball. Let him run.
Hit him the rock.
191 yards tonight. 2 touchdowns. Big night for Elijah Moore. Centralia, their defensive line, got a nomination tonight in their game against Troy. And then Brody Schwinn, wide receiver from Jeff West. 7 receptions, 168 yards with 3 touchdowns. And he did that all in the first half tonight.
That's impressive.
Tons of good performances tonight.
All right, before you make your final decision, shout out. This came in as, a nominee, but I love it. And it's not a nominee for this.
Okay.
We can't give it here. However, how cool is it? Paul Mendez, been doing a long time as an official, retiring this year from refereeing. So we salute you,
absolutely,
Mr. Paul Mendez, for committing your Fridays, and I'm sure Thursdays, and I'm sure Mondays over the last 3 decades.
Basketball. I don't know if he's a basketball official.
Yes.
A lot of them do both.
So more officials need it even more so now because some are retiring. But shout out. We saw George Ebert tonight.
We kind of chuckled a little bit. I love it. I mean, the guy's a referee legend. And I thought he retired like I thought he retired like 4 years ago, 5 years ago. And there he was.
Out there and doing his thing, man.
I love it.
Love seeing it. All right. Our winner tonight. of the Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness of Sabetha. Game ball for week 7. I give
tough,
you enough time?
Tough decision as usual, but I got to go with Elijah Moore from Riverside. 14 carries, 191 yards with 2 touchdowns in their big-time win over, who was it? I completely lost that. I don't even know. Can you find it?
No, it's on your sheet right in front of you, Bobby.
Where is it at?
Over Donovan West. Good
Thanks
grief.
Money, Christmas.
Well, it wouldn't be a scoreboard show without a few hiccups and a few times of Jake making fun of Boz and Boz making fun of Jake. That's why it's fun. That's why we keep doing it. We hope you'll join us again next week as it's the final week of the regular season for high school football. Hey, regional volleyball kicks off this next week. State golf is next week. State cross country regionals. Come on with it. It's postseason time in Northeast Kansas. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. This program has been brought to you in part by Honeyman Ford, McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, by MCON, American Family Insurance Agent Brad Noller, BNP Propane, by the Denison State Bank, by JBN Telephone Company, Highland Community College, Helena Agra Enterprise, by Commercial Tire Solutions, Edward Jones, Sunflower Community Credit Union, by Blue Valley Technology, Lukert Chiropractic, and by Giant Communication. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is a production of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Pro Hockey!